The following views and opinions do not necessarily reflect those of this station, its staff, management, Franklin Communications, or parent company. To hear a replay of this show or one of the other great shows that previously aired, log on to dentallyspeaking.com or iTunes, keywords Dr. Kvitko or Dentally Speaking. Listeners should not use Dr. Kvitko's comments and advice in place of an actual dental exam.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Time now for Dentally Speaking with Dr. Brian Kvitko. Call 459-9769. That's 459-WSNY to discuss your dental issues. Now, here's your host, Dr. Kvitko.
Good morning and welcome to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. Our show is also known as Everything You've Always Wanted to Know About Dentistry, but We're Too Numb to Ask. Hello, I'm General Dentist Dr. Brian Kvitko, and thank you for joining me here today on Sunny 95. I really appreciate it. Well, it's March, and there's madness out there. I think a lot of us have been watching basketball, and I want to congratulate both Ohio, who beat Michigan, so now Michigan knows who the real Ohio is, and the Buckeyes for winning yesterday and going to the Sweet 16. So I don't do the bracket. I just carry it around. I didn't make any predictions, but we don't know who Ohio State's going to be playing on Thursday, either Cincinnati or Florida State, and I'm hoping for Cincy. The state of Ohio, I guess, is 4-0. All of the Ohio teams won, and the Big Ten is 8-1, so the only one losing being Michigan, so that's pretty cool. Now, today, our show, on the line with us, and I'm going to bring her on in a minute, not right now, but hang on with me, because we have an author, Charlene Wexler, and she is the wife of a dentist, so her writings tend to have kind of a dental flair, which is kind of cool. I can relate a lot to it, and maybe you can, too, when you hear or read her work. But before we bring Ms. Wexler on, let me just mention that everything is going in high gear for Dentistry from the Heart, which we will be doing this year, June 15th. We'll be treating patients from 7 a.m. until 7 p.m., and this year we expect to be able to do about 630 people for free. Last year we did 454, and the reason we think we can do so many more this year is we have Dr. Erin Whitaker from across the street is opening up 5 of her treatment rooms for us to use, as well as her and an associate, Dr. Jeff Bixler, is going to also be doing dentistry. And in addition to the Ohio State University Mobile Dental Coach, we will also have the Rainbow Babies and Children's Ronald McDonald Charities Mobile Dental Coach. So we're going to have 6 dental chairs for children. And then we will have, that would leave 15 for adults. And we are going to have the Ohio Benefit Bank again. Everything's going really, really well. I also want to remind folks that I will be at the Women's Expo April 14th and 15th. That's a Saturday and a Sunday. So please come on out and join us. And in fact, when we do Dr. Kvitko's question of the day today, we'll be giving away some free tickets for that. And just 9 days later, at the same place, which is the Aladdin Shrine Event Center, we'll be back there for the Minority Health Fair, the Champions of Diversity, Dentally Speaking Minority Health Fair. All right. And, I can't do these events without the help of a lot of folks. And so I always want to make sure that I thank the people that have come forward and helped us. So I just want to mention that so far we've received donations, either cash or in kind, from North End Wrench, Mozart's Cafe and Bakery, I Am Possible Photography, Gear Gas, Jerry Davis State Farm Insurance Agent, Beachwold Hardware, HandyGirlColumbus.com, the Columbus Film Commission, Buffalo Wild Wings of Central Ohio, especially the Graceland store, and Continental Message Solutions. And then the doctors that have signed up to help, besides Dr. Whitaker and Bixler, are Dr. Vijay Lombardo, Dr. Kenise Bean, Dr. Kaur, Dr. Hamze, Dr. Leslie McDougall, Dr. Matt Tomko, Dr. Don Metnis, Dr. Justin Beck, Dr. Sadanini, and Dr. Stevenson. And of course, I'll be there too. All right, so again, I couldn't do this without these folks. It's really nice of them to come out and help, take time out of their day away from patients, and essentially give up part of their income to come and take care of all these people for free. So mark it on your calendar, and please come out and say hello. And if you are interested in helping defray the cost of this for us, if you go to dentallyspeaking.com or drkvitko.com, you will see a tab there, not a tab, but like this whole big spot that says the Dr. Kvitko Charitable Fund. And if you click on that, it gives you an opportunity to make a donation. Because instead, we are not just doing Dentistry from the Heart, but we'll be doing the 6th Annual Dr. Kvitko Golf Outing Golf Classic this year in conjunction with Buffalo Wild Wings. And I'm working to bring a Team Smile Dental Charity event to town. And we'll be able to use the funds for any and all of those purposes. All right? Okay, let me tell you a little bit about our today's guest. It is Charlene Wexler, and she is a native Chicagoan. She's a graduate of the University of Illinois. She's worked as a teacher, a dental office bookkeeper, and as a wife, mom, and grandmother. In recent years, Wexler's lifelong passion for writing has led her to create numerous essays as well as fiction. Her work has appeared in several publications, including North Shore Magazine, the University of Illinois at Chicago College of Dentistry's Vision Magazine, Alpha Omega Magazine, and the Gazette newspaper of Chicago. Charlene, thank you for getting up and being on our show.
Oh, I'm enjoying it. Sounds like you're very active and busy.
Yes, we're kind of busy, and I appreciate you kind of being patient while I read all of that or mentioned all of that. Now, this newest book is called Milk and Oranges, and you were on my show about a year and a half ago. You wrote another book called Murder on Skid Row.
Right.
And that won an Apex Award, right?
Yes, it did.
Which is pretty cool, and I understand, although this is now an e-book, you are planning to actually put it into print in about a month, right?
Right.
Okay.
It'll be a regular book in print also.
Which is kind of funny because I know one of your quotes was that one of the things you liked about the e-book is that it would never go out of print.
Right.
So it'll...
It's a new market now, and it's an interesting one. You know, our books are disappearing on us, and everything's on the internet, but
yeah.
I'm from the old school that still likes to hold a book.
Yeah. Now, my wife has one of the little, the Kindle, I think I got her for Christmas, and she loves it. You know, my daughter loaded some books
on
it for her.
Well, they can get my book on the Kindle.
Yeah, yeah, see, that? There you go. And so it will never go out of print, unless you're talking about the part that's printed that will go out of print someday. Now, Milk and Oranges has been described as a collection of short fiction and essays examining life, love, and the tragedy and comedy of the human condition. Now, well, I have to tell you that while I was reading it, I got the impression that there was very little fiction involved. You seem to be telling your life stories. Can you explain?
Actually, I kind of took my life stories, my life experiences, and there's some fiction I've added to it and tried to make it funny or interesting or humorous. One thing I actually love about fiction is you can just write whatever you want. Mm-hmm. And I'm getting up in years and I can't remember everything.
Which is one of the things you covered.
Right. That's really our first story and what it's Milk and Oranges, the title.
Right.
It's actually the story about getting older and not remembering everything.
Right. And I have to say, let's see, that went in that. Okay, so retirement and Milk and Oranges, they deal not only with aging, but when a husband retires and disrupts his wife's routine by being at home.
Right.
And parts of that story sounded almost nasty. Did your husband take a offense to the way that was written? Did it cause an argument?
No. No, he didn't.
Because it sounded like you were mad at him that day.
Well, possibly.
See?
I might have exaggerated a little bit, too.
Oh, okay.
I mean, it's a license you have when you're writing, and you're writing, you know, you can add on to it and make it a little more interesting.
Because I always want to be careful not to give the book away, but let me just explain. You guys went to the grocery store, hence the... You know what? You tell me as much about that story as you would like let out with somebody not buying the book, because I don't want to give away what you might consider the plot.
Okay. Well, my stories in Milk and Oranges, a lot of them are about retirement, but there's also stories for young people, like the blind date, about dating, you know, when you're first starting dating or you're in your 20s. And Milk and Oranges, what the book is title and the main picture is really about a husband and wife getting along after many years of working and not being together 24/7.
Okay.
And I'm sure many of my friends could relate to it. And it's pretty much also about aging and where you're starting to forget things.
Okay.
So.
Well, I'm glad I had you give that synopsis because I think I would have given away too much. So I will, if you want to know where the words milk and oranges come from for this title, you're just going to have to either buy the ebook or wait for the one to come out in print, or if you call when we say it's time for Dr. Kavitko's question of the day, you'll be able to win one, assuming you're willing to wait the month before it comes to print.
Okay, well, we can just say it has something to do with grocery shopping.
All right. Now, all right, so let me see now. Also, though, the book to me, and it's almost to me that it sounds like you want to get these thoughts and memories down on paper for your family to enjoy once you've passed. Is there any truth to that? I mean, are you thinking about your own mortality? It just kind of seems like this is... almost an attempt, like sometimes we will, I don't know, we'll just want to catch Grandpa on a videotape so we always remember his voice. Are you trying to kind of leave this for your kids and your grandkids?
As you're saying that, you're probably right. I probably didn't think in those terms as I'm writing. I love to write, and a writer writes about her own experiences mainly, and about people she knows or he knows. And actually, the first story I wrote was the dental story.
Oh, yeah?
On the road again.
Oh, yeah, I love
which
that.
Which got me started because my husband is a dentist, a retired dentist, and his hobby is antique dental equipment. And he's put together a lot of different dental offices across the country from, like, 1910 equipment. And when we had donated one at the dental school, we were asked how he got started and how he collected everything, because this was before eBay, so it was much harder to find the stuff.
Yeah,
and old equipment.
He would just go to the dental board website. Couldn't do that then. How
no,
would he find the?
No, I'm talking about the 70s and 80s.
Well, how did he find? He essentially would look up, locate 90-year-old dentists and figure they must have some old stuff. But how did you find them?
Well, we'd look up in books that listed when the dentist graduated from dental school and where they lived. And we had a big old van, and there were no car seats in those days and no cell phones. And I had two little boys, and we'd get in the car, and we'd go traveling, and we'd combine a vacation with collecting old dental equipment. And we'd go to auctions, and we'd go to stop at offices where he had a list of old dentists in different towns. We did collect a lot of stuff in Ohio.
You did?
Right. And those were the days before the cars had CDs and you had to entertain kids.
I know.
And he'd disappear on me, you know, checking out the dental equipment.
Yeah.
Actually, my first story was about, I think a lot of people could relate about riding with two little kids that you have to entertain. And sometimes we'd come home sitting on top of old cabinets.
Or under them
chairs.
If they fell on you, right?
Pardon me?
Or under them if they fell on you.
Right. Well, we didn't think about that. And when you're young in your 30s, you know.
Yeah,
and don't think anything will happen, right?
Yeah, I actually love that part of that essay because it reminded me of traveling with my wife and kids. You know, as they were growing up, we weren't gathering dental equipment. I wasn't smart enough to turn my vacations into business trips back then. But as terrible as some of those road trips may have been, though, they're still fond memories, aren't they? Yeah, because I like to say all the time that these are the good old days. Like today, what we live is what we're going to be talking about in a few years.
Right.
Especially
isn't
if something.
Isn't that wonderful how we can remember the good times? We can kind of black out, you know, some of the other times.
Yes. Yes, definitely. Hey, we need to go to a break, so if you'll please stay with us.
Sure.
Appreciate that. You're listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kavitko, and we'll be right back with more from Charlene Wexler.
Stay tuned to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kavitko.
This is Dr. Mike Reitelbach at the Grandview Animal Clinic. Did you know that tooth-related disease is the number one problem veterinarians see in dogs and cats? 80% of dogs and 70% of cats have periodontal disease by the age of 3. Poor oral health can lead to tooth loss, heart, liver, or kidney disease, and a weakened immune system. Come get your pet's teeth checked out. Call Dr. Mike at Grandview Animal Clinic at 614-486-9595. That's 614-486-9595 or visit GrandviewAnimalClinic.com.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Hi, I'm General Dentist Dr. Brian Kvitko. Are your teeth worn down or have crack lines in them? Have years of drinking coffee and tea or smoking darkened your teeth? Do you feel that you look older than your age? Do you remember when your teeth were an asset? When your smile would light up the room? With porcelain veneers, we can make your teeth sparkle again. Stop in and see our vast library of actual before and after photos, or see a small sampling of them at drkvitko.com. Plus, our available low monthly payments make them affordable. So what are you waiting for? You know you're worth it. Pick up the phone and call us at 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588. It's a call that is guaranteed to put a smile on your face.
Dr. Kvitko and Associates.
Welcome back to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. On the phone with us is author Charlene Wexler. Charlene, do you like that music?
That's fine.
I put that in just for you.
Okay.
Because you live in Chicago, right?
Right.
Charlene Wexler is an author. She wrote a book, and we had her on the show about a year and a half ago, and it was Murder on Skid Row, based around a dental office. And she's written another book, actually a series of essays and short stories called Milk and Oranges. And she was nice enough to get up early and beyond my show. It's actually only 7:15 in Chicago, but it's 8:15 or 8:16 here. So, all right. So let's see. Before the break, we were talking about the road trips, and
right.
You know, like you said, there. I remember as a child, we had to. You would look for license plates. You would, you know, sing 99 bottles of beer on the wall. You would
right.
you would do whatever you could, and. And like you said now, and, you know, in my case, we eventually got an RV and so the kids could watch movies. And I've watched Happy Gilmore probably 1.5 million times. I could probably recite the movie to you.
Okay.
But anyway. All right. Now, let's see here. So after writing these, now you do kind of feel like maybe you were trying to put these down for the family and grandkids to have forever and ever.
As you're talking about it, yes, I probably did. And I think at the time... You know, when I started writing, I'm pretty much writing about myself, people I know. I'm probably dating myself, but I used to love Irma Bombeck. I don't know if anyone remembers
her. Oh, yeah.
Her.
I'm sure we all remember. I remember her.
Right.
Yeah.
And I kind of modeled a lot of my stories after her.
Now, we originally had thought about having you on the show in February, but we had to postpone it because you were traveling. So tell me about those travels. Where'd you go? Were you with your husband, your retired dentist husband, Dr. Sam Wexler? And did you create any new memories that may wind up in your next book?
Well, we traveled a little bit. Main traveling was to visit my grandkids that live in Tucson. But one of the main reasons we couldn't get together in February is I had cataract surgery.
Oh.
And my next book, my next essay is going to be about how I'm adjusting to these designer eyes.
So
I can see a bird on a tree 10 miles away and I can't see my papers in front of me.
So you you had eye problems. You couldn't see yourself coming on my show.
Right. I couldn't see myself coming on the show. But now we don't do those interesting traveling. We do visit the kids in Tucson or we go to... place in Florida, but we pretty much fly, you know, and but if I go back to on the road again, I did want to say one interesting thing that happened to us. Those were the days before we had GPSs, and we got lost on the road and looked for a motel in the middle of the night, and as I was checking in, and I do have this in the story, and it did happen. The place was being raided by the police for prostitution.
And you wrote that the only reason you guys didn't get arrested was because you had kids with you.
Right, right.
So the kids came in handy.
So they came in handy.
That's neat. That's fun.
This story was I sent to the dental magazine, and they picked it up. And then everyone liked it so much that I thought, gee, maybe I should send some of my stories out. And that's really how I got started. And I sent some of the other stories to North Shore Magazine and some of the local newspapers. And as they picked up the stories and published them, I got more encouragement.
Yeah, I'll have to say that you have this unique way of writing that even though it's a short, maybe some of these are literally just one page or maybe a page and a half, and yet you're very interested in it, and there's this twist, and you almost feel like you've read a whole book even though it's just a page and a half. How do you do that?
Well, I do have a new book that I'm working on that has 300 pages. It's a murder mystery, so I'm advancing.
What's it going to be called?
Right now I'm calling it Murder Across the Road, Across the Ocean, I'm sorry.
Okay.
It's about actually a 70-year-old lady that gets involved in a murder, and she's vacationing in London, so it takes you from London to Arizona and back to the States.
Wow, you wouldn't happen to be almost 70, would you?
Oh, yes, I am. 69, getting there.
And you wouldn't happen to have been to London.
I happen to have been to London, right?
Anyway, no, that's really neat.
Right.
Actually, my wife and I got to go to London this last year.
Okay.
So, and a couple other places. Now, in Lost Keys, this essay, couldn't help but notice that when you wrote that you emptied your contents of your purse all over the table, and I keep saying you, even though it wasn't really you, but it really was you, right? Because you were using different names. But
no, it really wasn't.
This one wasn't you?
It was my sister.
Oh, okay. Okay.
She's provided a lot of material for me.
A lot of comedy relief, huh?
Right.
So anyway, so your sister, what was her name, Joan?
Okay. Well, I did not use her name.
No, I mean, but the name you used in the book
right.
was Joan, yeah. She emptied the contents of her purse all over the coffee table, the table in a coffee shop, because she was looking for her keys. And among other things that fell out, like a wallet, a pen, an appointment book, candy, wrappers, her cell phone, rubber bands, cellophane tape, tape measure, tissues, was a toothbrush and a compass. A compass?
I don't think a compass, but there was a
tooth. I read it wrong.
Okay.
Anyway, I thought maybe you had to have the compass, you had to face the right direction while you were brushing your teeth. Or she could. But the only thing is, it wasn't in there, was toothpaste.
Oh, that's true. Well, you have to revise it. I think most women could relate to that as we load our purses with everything and never can find anything.
Yeah, and I just kind of thought it was cool. It's because of your dental connection that you put toothbrush, because I don't know that would have been in...
Most
authors wouldn't have put that, you know. I mean, a lot of women carry them. I was on a plane. I forget where I was traveling. But these two women walked past me going to the restroom, both holding their toothbrushes. And I was intrigued by that. So when they came back out, I asked if they would do an interview. I carry my recorder and my microphone wherever I go. So, yeah, I did just check. You do have a compass.
Oh, I do. I'm sorry.
No,
I didn't remember that.
Don't apologize. I guess maybe you have to face north or something when you're brushing your teeth to get it all just right.
Well, actually, it was probably I was thinking of my sister who gets lost all the time.
So, anyway, no, I just thought that was funny. And
now, see, there's something you pointed out to me. My dental connection would say a toothbrush. Most authors wouldn't even think of it. You're right.
Yes, yes.
That's because we write by, what we know.
Exactly, yeah. And the other thing is, with that one, is you never told us readers where Joan or your sister eventually did find her keys. Where were they? Or aren't you going to tell me?
Where she eventually found her keys?
Yeah.
Most of the time she doesn't.
So she had to get new ones from the manufacturer?
Right, right.
Oh, my goodness. So she had lost both sets. And they never...
Well, they did eventually. They'll eventually find them at home.
Okay.
Okay. I wasn't concentrating on where they'll eventually find it. Just the fact that most of us, or a lot of us, will empty a purse full of a lot of things and lose things.
I know.
A lot of my stories are personal, but they're also universal.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, I can relate to a lot of these. And I know if my wife were to read this, and I'm thinking she will, she'll be able to relate to a lot of them as well. Now, the... Let's see here. We have... Trying to decide if we have time for another before we go to a break. And let me just... You know what? I'm going to save the next question until after the break. But let me remind folks, the name of your book is called Milk and Oranges. That's going to be important to them very soon here. And in fact, let me see here. What do we want to do? I think what we'll do is we're gonna give out Dr. Kavitko's question of the day real soon. So before we do, we always play this because the attorneys say we, you know, you kind of have to. So here we go.
Sunny 95 will not be held liable for any contesting during Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kavitko. Participation in the contest allows Dr. Kavitko to record and broadcast your name and call. One winner per household, prizes are non-transferable, cannot be substituted, and are subject to taxes and fees. Sunny 95 cannot be responsible for the inability to enter the contest, whether due to equipment malfunction or telephone difficulties. All decisions of Dr. Kavitko concerning this contest or eligibility are final.
And now it's time for Dr. Kavitko's question of the day.
And the question is, what is the name of Charlene Wexler's most recent book? Is it A, March Madness, B, Milk and Oranges, or C, The Hunger Games? Now, the winner will receive free flowers to Vice Denver Florist at their place of business delivered this Tuesday afternoon and admission for four to the Women's Expo. Also, callers number 2 and 3 will receive four admissions to the Women's Expo. And one of the callers is going to receive Charlene Wexler's new book called Milk and Oranges. And what we're going to do, we're going to let the first caller decide if they want the flowers or the book. And whatever they don't take, we'll go to caller number 2. But all 3 callers will win free tickets for 4 to the Women's Expo. The phone number to call is 459-9769. That's 459-WSNY. And let me just restate the question so there's no confusion. The question is, what is the name of Charlene Wexler's most recent book? Is it A, March Madness, B, Milk and Oranges, or C, The Hunger Games? Call now.
Stay tuned for more of Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kavitko after these messages.
Looking for that perfect gift? Something different that your friends will love? Moxie's in Clintonville has just what you're looking for. Moxie specializes in entertainment barware, dishware, and linens, both new and vintage. They carry Fiesta, Hearthstone, and signature products. Moxie's also has the ideal host or hostess gifts. Wrap candies including wax lips, bubblegum cigars, ring pops, and charm bracelets and necklaces. If you have no room to entertain, no problem. Moxie's has the room for you to host. The soiree room features black and white striped floors, Hollywood style seating, and a private outdoor deck. It's great for your next book or card gathering, birthday, or bridal shower. So when you're looking for a place to host some friends or looking for that perfect gift, go to Moxie's in Clintonville. Moxie's, 3339 North High Street, open Tuesday through Saturday. For more information and hours, call 657-6854, 657-6854.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kavitko.
Hi, I'm General Dentist Dr. Brian Kavitko. Have you always wanted a smile makeover but didn't know where to go or if you could afford it? Well, take heart. Here at Dr. Kavitko Mentness & Associates, we've been doing successful smile makeovers for decades. Stop in and see our vast library of actual before and after photos or see a small sampling of them at drkavitko.com. Plus, we've made them affordable. Whether you choose the low monthly payments or having your makeover done in phases to spread your cost over time, I know you'll be happy with your new smile. So what are you waiting for? You know you're worth it. Pick up the phone and call us at 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588. It's a call that's guaranteed to put a smile on your face.
Dr. Kavitko and Associates.
Well, Welcome back to Dentally Speaking. I think we have one or two callers on the line. We actually had somebody call that had won two recently, so we have opened the phone lines back up to someone else who would like to be the winner this week. 459-9769, that's 459-WSNY. And the question is, what is the name of Charlene Wexler's most recent book? Is it A, March Madness, B, Milk and Oranges, or C, The Hunger Games? And because you will be either caller two or three, I'm not sure which, you will win. Charlene's book and tickets to the Women's Expo, and then one of the callers will just win tickets to the Women's Expo. Okay, so why don't we go to the first caller, and it's Siobhan, right?
Yes.
Hi, Siobhan. How are you?
I'm good. Good morning.
Thank you for listening. Can you tell me what the answer is?
Milk and oranges.
Milk and oranges, that's right.
Uh-huh.
Very good. And what do you do for a living? I'm curious.
I'm a finance manager for Mount Carmel.
Finance manager. Okay, that means you help people figure out how they can afford to have their care or pay for it?
Sure.
Huh? Okay. I bet they need your help, and I know they appreciate it. They really do, because people get sick. They have to figure out a way to get healthy, right?
Right.
So if you'll hang on, my producer will get your information, and you have chosen the free flowers from Weissdenberg, correct?
Yes.
Okay, and then you'll also get tickets to the Women's Expo. Keep in mind there's going to be two tickets in there, because each one lets two people in, okay?
Great, fabulous.
Okay, hold please. All right, we have another caller on the line. Who do we have? Hello?
Hello.
What's your name?
My name is Cindy.
Cindy? Hi, Cindy. What's your answer?
Answer is B, Milk and Oranges.
Very good. And you'll win a copy of Milk and Oranges and four tickets to the Women's Expo, okay?
Well, thank you.
Cindy, what do you do for a living?
I work for the City of Columbus.
Okay. You drive the snowplow?
Would you say?
Do you drive the snowplow?
No, I don't.
I always wonder when people say I work for the city, it's like they don't want us to know what they really do.
I'm in accounting
okay.
at public utilities.
Okay. All right. I'm just teasing you. But thank you. Please hold on so that my producer can get your information and we'll mail you the tickets. And then I think the book will come directly from Charlene and it won't be printed in print for about a month. You know that, right?
Okay.
Okay, good. So hang on, please. And do we have another caller right now? Okay, not right yet. So there's one line open to take the place of the person who had won two recently. 459-9769 or 459-WSNY. So, all right. Charlene, thank you for holding, and I'll have to get you the information, Cindy's information, on where you can send her that book in a month or so.
Okay.
Okay. So let's see now. I wanted to talk about the blind date, which is also Joan, which I guess this one is something your sister did, or is this you?
No, actually, this is when I thought, okay, all your stories are about retirement or older people. You need some stories for the younger crowd.
Okay, so you made this one up completely?
This is really a fiction story that came from maybe some of my friends' kids who were still in the dating age and were, you know, trying to find that special somebody, and it just wasn't working out.
Oh, okay.
So this is probably totally fiction.
Okay.
I just, like I said, I felt I needed a few stories in there for the younger crowd.
Well, since it was a story about a gentleman that was a physician and, you know, medical, I thought it might be a true story of somebody that you had run into, you know, before you met your husband. But this one you just kind of made up from conglomeration of stories you've heard.
Right. Okay. I'm married 45 years, so I can't remember.
Well,
I'm teasing. dating was much different then.
But I will say that this one also has another woman spilling her purse onto the, this time the floor, to find her car keys. You sure that wasn't you?
That might have been me. And the cat is my cat, who's having a fit this morning.
Oh, he wants
running around wanting to go out.
Oh, I was going to say, I thought he wanted
to. My cat is Tyrone.
Yes. So you use the real name in your book.
Right.
It was really Tyrone.
Right.
Okay. Because Tyrone was consoling you. Now, the story about Sam is clearly about your husband, the dentist. And
right.
It tells a story of you and he as a passenger on an American Airlines flight, and he was sleeping, and you found yourself kind of staring at him, and you kind of looking at how he'd aged and reminiscing about when you and he were younger, and You mentioned that he had several titles like son, husband, father, doctor, gardener, bicyclist, historian, alumni president, program presenter, repairman, pack rat, and a few others. So tell me about Sam. I mean, being a dental show, and he's a dentist. So tell me, what's it like being married to a dentist, you know? I wonder what it might be like, for example, to be married to Robin Williams or Will Ferrell, because sometimes...
They probably are very quiet at home.
Yeah, well, that's what I would think, but you don't really know. You'd almost have to ask their wife, right?
No, no. Well, Sam is a collector.
Okay.
And my son is probably one of the only few people that grew up with a 1920 children's dental chair in his bedroom and a dental cabinet, and consequently he became a dentist. He didn't have a chance.
So was he using the dental cabinet as his dresser drawer, or what?
Yes.
Yes?
Part of it, right. Sam's, you know, main thing has been collecting antique dental equipment, and he's put offices, antique dental offices throughout the country. In
like museums and things.
In museums and dental schools. I mean, there's one in the dental school in Israel.
Wow.
In Jerusalem.
Wow.
We haven't hit Ohio, but we do have one in Baltimore.
Oh.
You know. And so a lot of our life was based around dental, and he's been very active at the dental school at Illinois.
Mm-hmm. Now, the College of Dentistry has a... they have this room, looks like a, you know, hermetically sealed glass room right out in the lobby that has antique dental. It's an antique dental operatory. Now, a lot of, I think, you know, like, I guess what I want to find out, being married to a dentist, that people maybe have this stereotypical idea. I think they think that dentists are always harping on people in the family to brush and floss, and that we give out toothbrushes instead of candy at Halloween. It's not really like that, is it? Tell me about Sam.
No, it's not really like that. He's a big candy eater, loves candy. It's like anyone, you know, everyone has their own personality.
Uh-huh.
And I think if you're a dentist, you have to be more of a perfectionist.
Right.
And you probably have a lot of, probably artistic. I mean, I'm basing this on, we have a lot of dental friends.
Right.
But otherwise, everyone has their own personality. And I did help him in the office.
Mm-hmm. So you understand what
right.
stays
and
were
I've
like.
I've always worked with him at the school at the Illinois. So, let's see, what else? He likes to repair things.
Yeah.
I don't know if you do.
How do they get broken?
How do they get broken?
Yeah, who broke them? Did you?
Probably. But I was going to say, he told me it's like working with dental tools, only they're bigger.
Right.
Right. And a lot of dentists are artistic. What are you like? What are your hobbies?
Well, you know what? I just you reminded me of a funny story, because you heard that we're doing Dentistry from the Heart, and the night before we set up, we put up a temporary fence, and we have this big drill, not a jackhammer, but it's called a hammer drill. So it's about the size of two hair dryers, okay? And it's got this great big long drill bit, and I helped with one or two holes just because I thought it would be fun, and we have some Boy Scouts that look like they needed a little guidance. And you should, I think I maybe only drilled one hole and three cars stopped and said, oh, so you're expanding, the drill's getting bigger. You know? I guess drilling is drilling, right?
Right.
Now,
I will say my son is a dentist in Tucson.
Uh-huh.
And I'm amazed at, you know, how different dentistry is today from when we started in the late 60s.
Oh, I know. In fact, I mean, I didn't start in the late 60s. I opened my office in 1980, but there's not much that I do today that I learned in dental school. Everything I do almost exclusively was learned in CE courses, continuing education, because they're all new procedures.
Right.
Now, we are up against the break again, so we're going to do that. And we still have a chance for one person to win free tickets to the Women's Expo, yes. So keep that in mind. If you want admission for four to the Women's Expo, 459-9769, that's 459-WSNY. My producer will be happy to get your information. Stay with us. We have more questions for Charlene Wexler. author of Milk and Oranges, when we come back.
Hey, this is Olympic snowboarder Louis Vito, and make sure you stay tuned to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko.
Dentally Speaking is his talk show. Dr. Kvitko, let's go!
Experience, artistry, creativity. There are still professions where these words mean something. Studio B Hair Design still believe that practice does make perfect. Whether it's a precision cut, custom color, or something uniquely your own, Studio B can help you find just the right look, all in a comfortable, relaxing atmosphere right in the heart of Clintonville. Let Studio B Hair Design give you the best professional hair care at the best price. And should you need a quick gift idea, why not give a Studio B gift certificate for a birthday, anniversary, or subtle way of telling that special someone your hair needs help? So when looking for a fresh approach to your hair, do what lots of people do in Central Ohio. Trust experience. Trust the professionals at Studio B Hair Design. Studio B Hair Design, 21 Brighton Road, just off High Street in Clintonville. Call for your appointment now, 614-263-8661. 263-8661.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Hi, I'm General Dentist Dr. Brian Kvitko. Are you an adult with teeth that are crooked? Maybe you had braces as a kid, but you didn't wear your retainer as often as you should have? Or maybe your parents weren't able to offer you braces as a child. Well, take heart. Now you can have straight teeth in 6 months. That's right. Using clear brackets and tooth-colored wires, we can straighten your teeth before it's even time for your next cleaning. So, if you have a high school reunion, a graduation party, or even a wedding in your future, why not let us straighten, then whiten your teeth? Interested? Call us to schedule a no-charge 6-month smiles consultation at 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588.
Dr. Kvitko. Like what you hear? Why not use the Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko show to reach your customers by becoming a sponsor? Learn how by calling 262-9588. That's 262-9588.
I'm gonna miss that smile. I'm gonna miss you, my friend. Even though it hurts the way it ended up, I do it all.
Welcome back to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. We have author Charlene Wexler on the phone with us. Her book is Milk and Oranges. And that music, Charlene, I played that on purpose because I wanted to talk about the Cruel Club.
Okay.
And I did not know about the Cruel Club, and I did not know about you losing your son when he was 12, right?
Right, right.
And I feel so bad for you. Obviously, you've written that you can never move on. There's always this hole in your heart, which I can only imagine and not going to pretend to understand. But this must have been very hard to read. To write.
Actually, writing was my therapy after my son died. At 8, he was diagnosed with leukemia, and we fought for 4.5 years to keep him going, and he finally died on September 11th, 1981.
Wow.
But he was unbelievably, strong and fought hard and really wanted to enjoy life while he could.
Yeah.
And actually, way back 30 years ago, writing was one of my therapies for, dealing with it. The writing was much different, and it was much deeper, and it was not the kind I could, publish.
Right. Now, when was Jeff born, by the way? When's his birthday?
Jeff was born February 8th, 1969.
2-8-69. So that's probably the date you should remember rather than when he passed, if you kind of help remember his life. But I'll have to say, when September 11th happened, was there irony there? Did it just really sadden you even more?
Oh, yes.
The fact that that happened on the, the anniversary of his death?
Right, right.
Wow. Now, somebody once told me that a person's not really dead as long as they're not forgotten, and I don't know, we never really know, but if we're remembering people, if we're talking about them, it kind of keeps them alive, certainly in our own hearts and memory. So I understand Jeff liked motorcycles, and he liked to do a lot of things, and that was a cute story. In fact, one, two, three, four, maybe it's five. Five of the stories were about Jeff. So
right.
This was clearly a big, big...
And the motorcycle story is a true story.
I kind of figured that.
Right. I mean, it's the irony of life, of how you're, you know, worrying about somebody that you know is dying, and then all of a sudden, we don't know when we're going to be hit by a bus or where anything can happen to anyone.
Right, and that essay is called Motorcycles Are Dangerous.
Right.
So Motorcycles Are Dangerous, Abracadabra Magic, Boundaries... the ballet dancer and the two boys all are about Jeff. And I think the ballet dancer, tell me if I'm wrong, is kind of maybe written from Mike's point of view, the younger brother?
Well, it's written from Mike's mom's point of view of what she thinks Mike
went through. Right.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm not so sure if I'm correct, but...
So you felt guilty that you weren't there for Mike because you were at the hospital with Jeff and just...
Right. And then afterwards, I wasn't very good for about 2 years.
You know, I was around a person that he didn't lose a child. He lost a long-term girlfriend that they thought he just assumed would get married as soon as she finished her PhD, and instead she dumped him. And he went into at least a 2-year depression. And, of course, when you're depressed, you don't know you're depressed. Everybody around you does, but you don't. You know?
Right. I think I did know I was depressed in this case.
Did or did not?
I did.
Did, okay. But
because
even though... You just couldn't help it.
I just couldn't help it or couldn't, because I was extremely strong for the 4.5 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I think nobody wants to believe that it's going to end for them or for a loved one.
Right.
You know, so, and it's a situation, it's like the other problem is we can accept someone older dying, but it's hard to accept someone young dying.
Yeah, I have heard that it is the hardest death in a family to deal with is a child, because we all expect to outlive our children.
Now, I tried in a couple of these stories to make them into stories instead of just my experiences, such as the ballet dancer or Abracadabra.
Oh, no, they are stories.
They're kind of a little bit of a fiction stories, too.
Right.
That you can relate to if you've been there, and if you haven't, hopefully, if you haven't, you can still enjoy a story.
Right. Oh, no, and they are good stories, and it did make me think of some other folks in my life who dealt with cancer. In one instance, it was a mom that developed cancer, and their boys were on my son's lacrosse team, and you know, what you would hear about that and talking to her as she was going through chemo and so that sort of thing. Now, tell me, so you've told me about Jeff. Tell me about Mike, because Mike lived through this. He made it. He's a dentist. And because the ballet dancer kind of deals with you feeling guilty that maybe Mike was left to his own devices a little too much, how'd Mike turn out? He's a pretty good guy. He's got kids of his own.
Mike, yes. Three girls. I have three granddaughters. They're 9, 11, and the little one's 3.
Wow.
He's married. He lives in Tucson. He's become a dentist. He's very successful and a very nice young man. But he's quiet and holds everything in. And I've never really gotten him to deal with Jeff.
Really?
He says he's fine. I hope he's right, and that I'm not, because I have to talk things out. Maybe I'm not projecting my feelings on him. But I have to write, and I have to talk things out.
Do you think that, and do you have this fear, too? Do you think Mike may have a fear that, you know, even though his kids they're almost now the same age as what Jeff was, is there this consternation that one of them may develop some kind of a terminal illness?
He's never talked about it, but...
Well, for example, my father died when he was 60 and a half, and for me, To me, that's a year when I turn that age, it's going to make me nervous. I don't know why, but it's going to. I mean, I have a...
Right.
So, you know, we'll just have to see.
I'm probably more nervous than Mike is on it.
So you actually have thought about it?
Oh, definitely. Mm-hmm. And I can relate with you. My mother died at 67. I was glad to pass that age.
Right, right.
You know, so I think we all do that some way.
Well, and
I can't really speak that much for Mike. I know I do in these stories, but I've made them into fiction.
and I keep bringing it back to reality. I'm sorry. Now, I lost my mom last year at Memorial Day, and it was on Memorial Day. And in Family and Friends, you wrote about Lena, a 13-year-old orphan from Kovna, Lithuania, who died in 1897. She pretended to be 16 so she could board the Sustainu to sail to New York on her way to live with her sister Rachel in Chicago. Now, you told this story because you mentioned that it was because Lena and Rachel took that lonely and brave step to migrate to America that the U.S. has been blessed through their descendants with lawyers, doctors, scientists, dentists, which I assume is your husband and your son,
right,
pharmacists, psychologists, teachers, writers, which I assume would be you, designers, nurses, businessmen, and even a Supreme Court justice. You know, at my mom's funeral service, I got up and spoke about almost the very same thing, about how because of my mom, you know, I have a daughter who's a veterinarian, so there'll be all these animals that won't suffer, and I'm a dentist, so I can take care of dental pain, and I just listed those folks in our life that my mom was responsible for, so I can truly, truly relate to that, and it's a great way of kind of honoring them, isn't it? Tell me about Ronnie. Oh, wait a minute. Do we have time? Yeah, I think we have time. Tell me about Ronnie. That was a kind of a fun story and something that you would not have expected from that era.
Ronnie?
Yeah.
Was, actually, most of that story is true.
I kind of guessed it was.
Right.
But what year did that take place in?
Took place. I was in high school from 56 to 60.
Yeah, so see, that was very uncommon in 1950 and 55, 6, right?
Right, right. Ronnie was and probably still is. I'm still friends with Ronnie.
Mm-hmm.
And that was uncommon. That's why he hit it. Basically, what was uncommon was a young man, a teenager, that turned out to be gay, but in the 50s to 60s, he didn't know what was wrong, and consequently, he was extremely tough and acted even tougher than he would normally be or anyone else would be, and because he really didn't know what was going on in his body and in his mind and what his problem was. And when he did find out, he definitely couldn't say anything because it was not something you came out or talked about in the 50s or 60s.
So even when he figured it out, he still had to keep it quiet, in the
right
closet, so to speak.
Right.
Yeah. And these days, we have a better understanding of that, and those folks can be so much healthier and happier, and they have their own shows, and they're all out. You know, it's an amazing transformation in about 50 years.
Right. And the other thing about the story is that I was a normal teenager that when he came into my life, he was kind of like the West Side Story, you know, where he changed things, where he showed me a different part of life, and he was wild, and I kind of participated, like cars and, you know, like racing cars.
Mm-hmm.
And I participated to a limit.
Mm-hmm.
But it was like a world I knew nothing about. My world was kind of like the traditional teenager, traditional, you know, behavior of the 50s and 60s.
Cool. Hey, we have to go to a break. Stay with us, please. We'll be right back. You're listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kavitko, and we'll be right back.
Estás escuchando Dentally Speaking con Dr. Kavitko aquí en su estación favorita, Sunday 95.
Hi, this is Richard Simmons. Do you listen to Dentally Speaking? Well, you should. Dr. Kavitko's here, and he's going to help you with all of your problems. Are your teeth yellow? He can fix that. Are you missing a tooth? He can put a new one in. How is that?
That's very good. Thank you, Richard.
brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Remember the beautiful smile you had before you had dentures? Do your denture teeth not even look like your natural teeth did? Do you not even recognize yourself when you look in the mirror? Call us at 262-9588 and let us help you turn back the clock.
Dr. Kvitko and Associates.
Since I retired, I enjoy spending time with my dog, Ranger.
In the evenings, I really enjoy curling up with a good book and my cat, Piper.
Making sure Ranger stays in good health is very important to me.
Every 6 months, I take Piper to Dr. Mike at Grandview Animal Clinic for a checkup.
Dr. Mike's complete 12-system physical examination is thorough.
And Dr. Mike and his staff are so friendly and caring.
Call Dr. Mike at 614-486-9595. That's 614-486-9595.
Or visit GrandviewAnimalClinic.com.
Canton City, Chinese Restaurant is an established, family-owned and operated Chinese restaurant. You can come and sit down and enjoy the relaxed atmosphere of the Canton City, or if you're on the go or need lunch for your office or dinner for home, call us at 614-261-0262 to order takeout. We have a variety of Cantonese, Hunan, and Sichuan cuisine. You will love the price and be astonished how generous the portions are. Come visit us in our fantastic location at 4330 North High Street, located just south of Henderson in Clintonville. We are open 7 days a week. If you cannot pick from our extensive menu, we would suggest you start with our General Tso chicken. It is the best in the city. When you are craving Chinese food and have tried all the rest, come and order from the best, Canton City Chinese Restaurant in Clintonville. Call us at 614-261-0262 or stop by and see us at 4330 North High Street.
Whenever I see your smiling face, I have to smile myself because I love you. Yes, I do. And when you give me that pretty little pout.
Welcome back to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. We're here with Charlene Wexler, author of Milk and Oranges, wife of a dentist, mother of a dentist, grandmother to several grandkids. I think it's five grandchildren?
No, three.
Only three, okay. I think there was a picture. I could have sworn there were more kids in that picture, but with your husband, Sam, the no
yes,
rules.
Yes, there were more kids. It was some friends were over.
Oh, you just borrowed some for the picture.
Right. He's kind of a Pied Piper for my friend's kids.
Okay, got it.
Kids.
You know, I hope to be that no-rules grandfather if I get a chance. My son lives in Colorado, so that's my only grandson lives with him.
Uh-huh.
But they might be moving to Michigan, only 4.5 hours away, so we're hoping.
Okay.
And while we were at break, Dorothy called in and won the admission for four to the Women's Expo. Thank you, Dorothy, for calling. We'll make sure we get those mailed out to you. Now, Charlene, I have, and we're a little short of time, so hopefully I won't have to cut you off, but I have this theory that people that do things for others would like those same things done for them. So, for example, if somebody throws a surprise birthday party for a friend or maybe a family member, that maybe tells me that they wish somebody would throw a surprise party for themselves. Does that make sense to you? And
yeah.
That being said, you spend your hours writing about your husband, your children, and your grandchildren. Do you secretly wish one of them would write about you?
No.
No? You don't want them to?
No, I'm teasing.
That's funny.
I'm afraid what they might write.
Oh.
It's more fun being the one who gets to write it.
I see.
I'm teasing. It would be fine.
Would it be fine?
Yes,
okay. Because, you know, it's kind of like vacation photos, the parent taking the pictures never in any of the pictures.
Right. And yeah. I usually write about people I know won't get angry.
Right. Yeah, okay, because like you don't really have a sister named Bonnie, or Bobby, I mean. Bobby.
Yes, I do.
Oh, you do have a sister
and
named Bobby.
She won't get angry.
Oh, okay.
She's fine. She's encouraged my writing.
Now, where can we find your books?
This book right now, you can get it on your Kindle, on your Nook, on the Internet. It's several places on the Internet. You can go to my website, charlenewexler.com, and it'll tell you all the different sites. It will be coming out in print in about a month.
Okay.
But like I said, right now it's easy to get in several sites on the Internet, and also if you have a Kindle or a Nook.
Okay. And so, and I'll get you the information.
Amazon.
It's on Amazon?
Okay, I believe it's on Amazon, too, but it's basically where you can go on Amazon and get it on the Internet right now.
Oh, okay.
But in about a month, it'll be on there in print.
Okay. And so Cindy's going to get the free book. We will have to get her information to you. Maybe when the show's over, if you hang on for a second, I'll give you her info, or I can email it to you, whichever we decide. And is there anything else that you would like our listeners to know about you or about the books
we have about? Not really, except also Murder on Skid Row, which is still out, and you can get that on Amazon or Borders or, you know, a million different bookstores. And that's about Chicago in the 60s. And I'd like to thank you very much for allowing me on your show.
Hey, no problem.
And
it was fun to have you.
Thank you for reading all the books, all the stories.
Hey, they were fun. They were fun. And everybody should go out and buy them. Thank you again. Do you want to hang on? And we'll get the information to you on how to send Cindy that book.
Okay.
Sounds great. You've been listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. Go out and have a great day. Go Bucks Thursday night. Go Ohio. Go Xavier. Go Cincinnati. Well, not Cincinnati, because we're going to play them, we think. But anyway. All right, guys. Go out and have a wonderful week. And we'll see you back here next Sunday at 8.
Be sure and tune in next week for another exciting episode of Dentally Speaking with my dentist, Dr. Kvitko.
If you're interested in learning more about this and other dental health topics, go to dentallyspeaking.com to access full half-hour episodes of Dr. Kvitko's show.
If you would like to book Dr. Kvitko to speak at your next event, please call 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588. Or send an email to drkvitko@dentallyspeaking.com. That's drkvitko@dentallyspeaking.com.